Cortona. Thanks for tuning in. We're the Young Americans with UGA Cortona. I'm Lena, and I'm here with Mac.
Hello.
Emma.
Ciao, Cortona.
And Daris.
Ciao a tutti.
We're just going to be hanging out tonight, talking about our experiences so far. Emma and Daris are new with us tonight, so we're going to have a lot of fun things to talk about. And our first song of the night is going to be Mamma Mia by ABBA. Thanks for tuning back in. As I said, we're the Young Americans, and we have some new faces here tonight. Daris, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hey, guys. I'm Daris. I actually just turned 21 here in Italy. I am a UGA student, and I'm an English and Italian major.
Yeah. Cool. Yep. I'm Emma. I go to the University of South Carolina, where I'm studying art education, and I want to be a high school art teacher back in South Carolina. I also have a radio show back home, which is really cool to get to experience this out here in Cortona with you guys and share a little bit of the knowledge and get some new information. Cool.
That's really cool. What's the show called?
It's called The Village Idiots. It's me and my best friend, and I'm DJ Bud Heavy, and she's DJ Bud Light.
I like that.
Yeah, so, you know, it's all about pizza and beer. That's our show, and music, of course.
Well, you know what? Italy is all about pizza and beer and wine.
Yeah,
that was my
pizza
lunch today.
Yeah, mix it up a little bit. Oh, so. Yeah. Cool.
Darius, have you ever had any radio experience before? Is this your first time?
So UGA has a radio station, and I kind of went there back freshman year, but I was really a bit intimidated by how it was, so I kind of like stayed away after that. But I always wanted to figure it out and try it, so here I am again.
Do you think you have a good radio voice?
I like the sound of my voice, so hopefully.
That works out well. I'd like to introduce our next song, which is Miss Jackson by Outkast.
Love this song.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas, mamas. Mamas, mamas. Baby mamas, mamas. Yeah, go like this. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
My baby is drama, mama. Don't like me. Doing things like having the boys come from her neighborhood to the studio trying to fight me. She need to get a piece of American pie and take her bite out. That's my house. I disconnect the cable and turn the lights out and let her know her grandchild is a baby and not a paycheck. Private school, daycare, shit, medical bills, I pay that. I love your mom and everything. See, I ain't the only one who lay down. She wanna rip you up and start a custody war. My lawyer, stay down. She never got a chance to hear my side of the story. We was divided. She had fish fries and cookouts for my child's birthday. I ain't invited, despite it. I show her the utmost respect when I fall through. All you do is defend that lady when I call you.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times.
Me and your daughter got a special thing going on. You say it's puppy love. We say it's full grown. Hope that we feel this way forever. You can plan a pretty picnic, but you can't predict the weather. Miss Jackson,
10 times out of 9. Now if I'm lying, fine. The quickest muzzle, throw it on my mouth and I'll decline. King meets queen, then the puppy love thing. Together dream about that crib with the Goodyear swing. On the oak tree, I hope we feel like this forever. Forever, forever, ever, forever, ever. Forever never seems that long until you're grown. And notice that the day-by-day ruler can't be too wrong. Miss Jackson, my intentions were good. I wish I could become a magician to abracadabra all the sadder. Thoughts of me, thoughts of she, thoughts of he. Asking what happened to the feeling that her and me had. I pray so much about it, need some knee pads. It happened for a reason, one can't be mad. So know this, know that everything's cool. And yes, I will be present on the first day of school and graduation.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry.
Look at the way he treats me. She look at the way you treat me. See your little nose ass homegirl and got your ass in up the creek, G. Without a pad on, you left the straddle and ride this thing on out. And the union girl ain't speaking no more, cause my dick all in, I'm out. And I'm talking about jealousy, infidelity, envy, cheating, beating, and the N to the G, they be the same thing. But who you placing the blame on? You keep on singing that same song. Let bygones be bygones. You can go and get the hell on you and your mom.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. Miss Jackson,
ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize a trillion times. I'm sorry, Miss Jackson.
Ooh, I am for real.
Never meant to make your daughter cry. I apologize.
We're back. Again, that was Miss Jackson by Outkast. So I'm not very familiar with this song, but I've heard it's very popular in Atlanta, Georgia. So I wanted to ask Darius and Emma, are you both from Atlanta?
I am, yeah.
I'm from Douglasville. It's not too far from Atlanta, so, but I wouldn't call myself an Atlanta native, more so. Or, yeah, because I'm, you know,
yeah. Yeah, I live about 20 minutes from Atlanta on the Chattahoochee River, which is a fun time.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And Outkast is very big in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Have you ever lived anywhere else out of state or just always in Georgia?
I was born in Alabama and then randomly moved to Missouri and then came back to, yeah, I know, right? And then came back to the South and lived in Atlanta. And now I live in South Carolina.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I too spent some time in Alabama, I think from the same city as Emma as well, but I was actually born in Connecticut.
Oh so, my gosh.
Yeah,
no
I spent
way.
A good amount of time there for quite some time before moving to Georgia.
Which location did you like better?
Well, I love Atlanta. It's so there's such a good music scene there. A lot of up and coming artists and musicians, and it's just a great place to go get inspired in the city.
Yeah, Atlanta. Atlanta's pretty cool.
Atlanta's awesome.
Versus to Connecticut.
I've never been, you guys. Should I go?
Oh yeah. Come visit.
Mac, where are you from?
We'll show you a good time.
I'm from Flagstaff, Arizona.
Okay.
But I go to school in Canton, New York. So
good
across
move.
The country, all the way far as possible.
Hey, Arizona's cool though.
I know.
Yeah, I went to Arizona it's back in May. It was amazing.
Not that cool.
Yeah. I get you. That's
I live 45 minutes away from the Grand Canyon.
Wow.
So
oh, wow.
It's kind of in my backyard.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I love it. It's just beautiful.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, good talk. The next song that we're going to be listening to is well known. We got Queen with Fat Bottomed Girls.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you gonna take me home tonight? Oh, down beside that red firelight. Oh.
Won't you take me home tonight? Oh, down beside your eyes.
All right, all right, all right. So we just heard Queen's Fat Bottom Girls, an anthem. Awesome song. So we over at UGA Cortona are taking a lot of art classes. Darius, what are some of the classes that you're taking right now?
I'm in photography, women's studies, art history, and drawing. And as an English major, this is my first time doing the arts, so it's pretty interesting.
How's it going for you?
You like it? Frustrating and amazing. Yeah. A weird combination.
Yeah, getting inspired?
You could say that.
Yeah. How about you, Lena?
I'm also in women's studies and photography, and then I'm taking painting and... I forgot what other classes I'm taking. Art history. We all have to take art history on this program. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I forget we're taking art history because we
should,
you know.
Shout out to Jennifer.
Yeah. We're just going to museums and learning about everything, and it just doesn't really feel like a class sometimes when we're on our excursions. But
I agree with you.
Life feels like art history out here.
Absolutely.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it is surrounded by art here in Cortona. Do you have a favorite class?
Definitely photography. I'm not an art major. I'm a computer science major and a women's studies minor, and I've never done anything really creative, and I'm learning black and white film, so it's it's very hard and something totally new, but just learning about the process of like that people used to have to develop film like this, it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Mac? What are you taking?
I am in drawing and painting and photography and art history as well.
Cool.
Yeah.
Any favorites?
I have to say I'm pretty biased towards painting. Painting's my favorite. I am an art major, so it's really hard to choose, to be honest.
I hear you.
But no, I love spending time in the studio. I feel like I do my best work at like 2 a.m.
Yeah, I saw you in there earlier today and you were just having a good time.
Oh yeah. I was in the painting studio last night until like 4:30 a.m.
Yeah.
I was about to sleep there.
It's great. The studios are open late, so we get to do our best work at the night hours.
Oh yeah. Well, I'm in printmaking, art history, ceramics, and photography, and I'm biased towards printmaking, and I'm learning intaglio, which is an Italian process that was created here of printmaking where you etch into a metal plate. So it's cool to be in the root of where it all started.
Intaglio, you say?
Intaglio, but the G is silent. Intaglio.
Intaglio.
Those are some pretty cool classes that were taken over there.
All right.
Absolutely.
And our next song is going to be by the B-52s. They're an Athens native group, and the song is called Love Shack.
I got
right. That was Love Shack by the B-52s, an Athens native band. Pretty good, right?
Pretty good.
Yeah. So, guys, we've been to a few cities so far in Italy. You guys got any favorites yet? You know, anything?
My favorite so far, well, it wasn't a school trip, but we went to Cinque Terre to La Spezia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it was, you went too, right?
No, I haven't been yet.
Oh, okay. Well, you have to go. You have to go out.
Did you go to all Cinque?
No, I didn't. We went to Vernazza and then Monte Rosso, and, you know, just beautiful. The ocean, sea, whichever it is.
Dewey Terra's cool.
Amazing. But yeah, the city is great.
Honestly, I have to say my very favorite part was the first trip, like just getting here in Rome, because there was so much to see.
Honestly,
I was so sleep deprived, but I loved every second of it. And I loved just walking everywhere and exploring Rome and all the amazing restaurants and shops. And it was so great to go right into Rome from flying into Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And you, Emma?
Me and Darius went on a trip together to Perugia.
Oh, I was going to say that was my favorite, so I got to change it now. No, go ahead.
Well, I loved Rome too, but Perugia was really fun because there were so many people our age there.
Yeah.
And it was just it was so windy when we went there and cold, but that was, you know, that's not Perugia's fault.
Yeah.
And there was a really cool antique market going on, and it was a good time. I like Perugia.
Perugia was the bomb.
Mm-hmm.
I got to say, though, I really loved Orvieto, just because it was raining so much when we were in Rome. So when finally stopped when we got to Orvieto, I was like, oh. And the sun came out so great over that city, and it was just, it had a Cortona vibe there a bit.
Little bit bigger, but yeah.
It's so funny because I literally didn't know that I should have brought an umbrella to Rome. Like, I did bring one because my mom made me pack it, but I was so stubborn and did not want to bring it, and I was so glad that I had it.
Speaking of umbrellas, do you guys remember what happened to my umbrella?
No.
I bought that rainbow umbrella by the fountain for like €5.
You fell for that?
Well, yeah, by 1 hour later, half of it was just fallen and it was pouring rain. Holding it up, and everyone was so sad.
But we haven't seen a drop of rain since.
Oh, very true.
Hey,
very true.
Knock on wood.
My umbrella's on my bed. Like, I was like, okay, I almost got everything. Don't forget the umbrella. I get to the airport, no umbrella.
Mm-mm. Luckily, we haven't seen rain.
Yeah.
Gotta knock again.
Next song is Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses.
Yeah. we go now? Where do we go?
That was one of my favorite songs, Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. Very classic song. Okay, so this weekend we're going to Florence, and I know the next weekend we have a free weekend, and a lot of you guys have family, friends coming out. Mac, you have someone coming out to visit you?
Yeah, so my birthday is actually March 18th.
Bon compleanno.
I'm turning 21, which I'm super excited about.
Party
in Italy. My boyfriend is coming out to celebrate my birthday with me. Yeah, and then in April, my parents are coming for the Mostra to see.
Oh, wow.
That'll be nice.
Yeah, to see our final show. So I'm really excited for both of those.
Excited to meet
really
them.
Fun.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to be like, hey, I'm Max's roommate. Tell me everything.
Yeah, they're probably going to be awkward, but it's fine.
Yeah. You have your boyfriend's coming out too, right, Emma?
Yeah, my boyfriend is going to meet us in Florence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm excited. And then next weekend, we're going to go to Rome together.
He's staying the whole week. That's
nice. He's going to be in Cortona for a couple days.
Got to show him around.
Yeah, show him.
The spots.
Yeah, how I live my life over here.
Take him to Il Granaio.
Il Granaio.
Shout out.
Yeah. And then same as Max, my parents and my brother are coming in April.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, cool.
I actually have, my brother is here already, but he's in Bologna and
Bologna town.
Yeah, he's in Bologna and his birthday is Saturday.
Oh, cool.
And yeah, so he's going to be like, I don't remember how old he's turning, like 27. But him and his best friends are here and we're going to go watch a soccer game on Sunday. Fiorentina versus Lazio.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and so I had to buy those tickets.
You have to let us know how that goes.
Oh, yeah, I'm really excited. And you have someone coming out to you, right, Dars?
Yeah, my cousin's coming at the end of the trip. We're going to hang out a couple days once everything's over, just all over Italy, really. I'm just trying to go. I hope I know my way around by then.
Are your parents coming out at all, or is he staying for the show?
No, I'm not sure. He's in Japan right now.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, he's
that's
like,
super
he's,
cool. Casual.
He's an avid traveler, so
that's
nothing
amazing.
To him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Emma, what are you going to do in Rome, out of curiosity?
I'm going to definitely go back to the Sistine Chapel, just because The Last Judgment by Michelangelo is my favorite painting in the whole world.
And not take pictures, right?
No pictures.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
I was with last time. We made, like, a barricade. And, like...
You got a picture?
But we still got caught.
Oh, yeah. No, they got caught.
Yeah.
They have people, like, in disguise, like, looking out.
Oh,
it was
wow,
just a
really?
Regular pedestrian. Yeah, there was, like, hey... But yeah, don't take pictures in the Sistine Chapel.
I'll try not to.
And with that, we've got our next song, which is Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Times never seem so good. town seems so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm, reaching out, touching.
Again, that was Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond. Funny story about that song, actually. It's our most popular song at our hockey games at the college where I go.
Why?
Oh, wow.
I have no idea. Literally, everyone just plays it, and the whole crowd goes wild and sings along. And
that's a big...
I can imagine people getting bounced around to Sweet Caroline.
It's big. It's
that's
big.
A really big party song. Like, people play it at parties, and like everyone...
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Tailgates. Also, if, like, Mr. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet Caroline.
So hard.
Yeah.
I think because everybody knows to like cheer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's so good part. That's it. Yeah.
Everyone knows the chants that
everybody
go along.
Can do it, yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of nostalgia with that song, honestly. I hear it at barbecues and a lot during the summer, which is crazy, which actually leads into my next question for you guys. Do you have any summer plans after the program is over?
Me?
Yeah.
I recently got offered a job as a summer camp director at a place I've worked at for 5 years.
Woo-hoo.
And so, yeah, and I already planned the whole curriculum for it, so it's fitting.
Oh, my that's gosh. So cool. What are you teaching?
Yeah, that's nice.
It's an art and animals camp.
Oh, so awesome.
Yeah, it's fun. So they do 3 crafts a day, and then we have like 7 bunny rabbits and like 10 chickens, and we have ducks and turtles and hamster. It's a fun place, and I know it like my
so
own
cool.
house. Like, I've been there
oh my
so
God.
Long.
Yeah,
so I'll do
so
that.
Cute.
And then I'll go back to USC for a 3-week drawing class.
3 weeks.
And I'm going to see the Rolling Stones in June.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
Yeah, so that's, I mean, I love
that's
that band.
So cool.
Yeah.
That's
so
that's amazing.
Me.
Oh my gosh.
Segue off of the chickens. I have a pet chicken. Just one, though.
I've heard many stories.
Yeah, me too.
Well, just one. Her name,
the chicken.
Her name's Chicken Joe. That's it.
Are you going to be seeing Chicken Joe this summer, Lena?
Oh, yeah. So I'm really scared she's going to, like, forget me. But no, I don't know how long their, like, memory lasts. She's, like, really well-trained. So she, like, comes whenever I call her. Yeah. She knows when it's time to eat, whatever. But, yeah, that's not the only thing I'm going to be doing this summer, though. I'm actually applying for another study abroad, hopefully, fingers crossed, in London and possibly Dublin.
Whoa.
So, yeah. If not, then I'll probably just hang... I'll be taking classes in Athens
this
summer.
You're a world traveler, my friend.
Honestly. You know what? I'm here. Why not?
Darius, how about you?
Well, I got to go back to the fake Italy Olive Garden for a little while.
Is that where you work?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So I'll be working there in Walgreens Pharmacy for a little while. But there's actually a teaching internship in Brescia that I apply to.
Oh.
So hopefully I can get into that and come back here again for a few more weeks.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. I'm really just trying to, I want to live here.
That would be absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
How about you, Mac? What's your summer look like?
Well, I'm actually going to be staying a month longer in Spain. I'm going to go hiking the Camino de Santiago with my mom.
Oh, wow.
So I'm really excited. It's going to be a long one, but a good one.
Got to practice your Spanish.
Yeah. And then I'm going to head back to the States and hopefully get an internship that I'll find out about in April. So fingers crossed, everybody.
Yeah, yep. Good luck on that.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So our next song is a funny one. It's by Shaggy featuring Rick Rock.
This is my pick.
And me. Yes, this is it.
My girl just caught me. You made her catch you? I don't know how I let this happen. The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
So it wasn't you.
All right. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom. How could I forget that I had given her an extra fee? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Oh, you think I don't want access to your villa? Trespass on a witness, all of you clean on your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Just review the situation that you call the winner. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, convince her say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim her, you tell her, baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor.
I had tried to keep her from what she was about to see. Why should she believe me when I told her it wasn't me?
She knows that she really not a right for Vicks. I never used to see her make the jig a low flex. As far as else to favor you in the complex. Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she a go bring a whole heap of things up from the past. All the little evidence you better know for mass. Quick for your answer, no off it talk. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
No, wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she caught me red-handed, creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor.
How could I forget that I had given her an extra fee? All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me.
Wanna tell her that I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused. I've been listening to your reason, it makes no sense at all. Need to tell her that I'm sorry for the pain that I've caused. You may think that you're a player, but you're completely lost.
Alrighty, that was It Wasn't Me by Shaggy featuring Rick Rock. Hope you guys liked that one. Yeah. So before this song, we were talking about me going to see the Rolling Stones because I'm like the coolest.
Very jealous.
Yeah. And so that might be an awesome concert experience, but I was just wondering what your guys' favorite concert or band that you've ever been to. Lena.
Okay, off the top of my head, it's not rock or anything, and I'm a big rock fan, classic rock, everything, but Kendrick Lamar and Travis Scott, amazing.
They're almost
like,
always
going to
be good.
It was like the best production I've ever seen in a show. Like, it was like I was watching an IMAX movie in front of me. Like, they were filming.
We got Travis Scott coming on later in the set.
I don't know if we're going to make it to that, but next time. We got to add that next time.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Darius?
Back in December, I went and saw Georgia Smith. Amazing. I mean, I love her so much. Mm-hmm. She's on my phone.
Yeah, you wear her sweater all the time.
I can't help it. Yeah. It was just such an amazing concert. Like, I love Georgia Smith to death.
Mm. Yeah. How about you?
Well, my favorite concert experience actually has a lot to do with my dad. He's the one who actually introduced me to all the music that I like. Mm-hmm. So growing up, I listened to a ton of oldies, and he loves a cappella. Mm-hmm. So last New Year's Eve, we went to an a cappella concert by Straight No Chaser. Mm-hmm. And there are 12 guys who are just phenomenal. They started a group out of college, and they're just like, it gives me chills every time. I love all their music, and it's on Spotify, so I get to listen to it all the time.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. In October, I went and saw Father John Misty in Athens.
I wanted to go to his concert
The ticket is sold out.
Yeah.
The ticket sold out.
I know, and he was there two nights. And that was the second time I've seen him. And both times, I mean, I've loved this man since 2012.
Yeah, and he's amazing.
Yeah, he's a beautiful singer. So
come back
talented.
To Athens. Come back to Athens.
He will. He was going to be in Shaky Knees, but he dropped out for a family reason. I don't know. Yeah. So I'm sad about that, but cool.
Maybe sometime later in life.
Oh, yeah. No, I'll go every time he's around.
I'd love to go to a concert in Italy at some point.
Oh, yeah.
If we can.
We find a way to go.
So I was trying to go to Bologna because Ozzy Osbourne was going to play.
No way.
And I was like hype. I love him. I'm obsessed with him.
Me too.
And he like ended up canceling the show. And it was like a free weekend too. I was like so hype.
That's Crazy awesome. Train is arguably the best song.
He has a lot of other You have to listen to his other songs.
Personal opinion.
All right, this next song is going to be by Fountains of Wayne, and it's called Stacy's Mom.
Throwback.
Stacy's Mom has got it going on. 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 Stacy, can I come over? After school, we can hang around by the pool.
Yep, that was Stacy's Mom by Fountains of Wayne. Throwback from middle school, for sure.
A classic. Yeah. Alrighty, you are listening to Radio and Country in Blue, 88.4 and 92.8 FM.
Yeah, we're going to be here every week on Thursday, and you guys can stream us and listen to our podcast at www.radioincountry.org or tinyurl.com/radioincountry.
We are the Young Americans. We had a great time talking to you guys tonight. We hope you enjoyed our songs and our discussions. Riveting.
Next week, you might get to meet a few new people.
Yeah. Yes, every week, there's going to be a surprise.
Oh, so, yeah, you never know.
Yeah, and ciao now. For now. And we got Journey with Don't Stop Believing.
Ciao.
Ciao.
Just a small town girl living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere. A singer in a smoky room, the smell of wine and cheap perfume, for a smile they can share.